In a written statement, FAMU President James Ammons calls the report disturbing and says the university is just now learning about the case. The school has placed Associate Professors of Music Dyron Holloway and Anthony Simons on administrative leave with pay as the school conducts a review. Ammons says the university will take the appropriate action up to firing them. According to Tallahassee Police Department spokesman David Northway, the case is now closed but could be reopened if additional witnesses come forward.
In this case, there will be no charges brought against anyone unless there is someone new in the case that steps forward and gives us more information.
The incident report lists several interviews with current members of FAMU's Kappa Kappa Psi band fraternity who testified they were present at the time the alleged hazing took place. However, each interviewee told a different story or could not clearly remember what events actually happened. The case was initially reported to the FAMU Police Department. TPD learned about it through the media in January. Spokesman David Northway says no charges are being filed because the statute of limitations has expired. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.